listening to NL Newsday with Jeff Andreas.
All right, Brett Minear in for Jeff Andreas. Today and tomorrow, everything's back to normal on Monday. Well, let's see. At this point, I think it's pretty fair to say that COVID-19 is revealing cracks in our relationships and systems out there. Every day we read or experience new situations where both personal and systemic racism is revealing itself. In the context of the recent U.S. election, most Democrats that were surveyed in exit polls indicated racial justice was their number one issue when they went into that voting booth. The coronavirus was actually second. The numbers were the exact opposite for Republican voters, but considering it was largely minority communities in Pennsylvania and Georgia that delivered the presidency to Joe Biden, it's fair to say that concerns about racism, at least in the American context, are front and center these days. In Canada, though, too, we're not above this. Recent violence towards Mi'kmaq lobster fishermen was highly racially charged, as have been concerns about policing and police accountability, and conflicts over resource development. And then there's the inquiry into systemic racism in BC's healthcare system. The point is, it's a real thing and the world is changing, but the problems are complex and not always visible to people who have never experienced it themselves. So in our efforts to dismantle these racist systems and be better on a personal level, it can be hard to see the entire picture and know where to put our efforts. So that is why I'm joined on the line by Jesse Sutherland. She's been researching the phenomenon for some 30 years already, so she's ahead of the curve on this, you could say. She's developed a course delivered for now online due to COVID-19 called Addressing Racism from the Inside Out. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Brett. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, not a problem at all. It's a timely topic these days. First of all, maybe tell me a little bit about your work over these last 30 years.
Well, I'm the Director of Intercultural Strategies, and we support leaders and organizations to build cultures of belonging so that together we can address any given social problem within workplaces and communities. And one of our programs is on addressing racism.
Now, I've heard of this type of training before referred to as like cultural cultural safety training. Tell me a little bit about your course, the course itself. What is it? What does it seek to do and how?
Well, just like you were saying before, we're often like fish in water. We don't always see the whole picture. So we know that racism is embedded in many of our systems and institutions, and like you listed all the different ways that we see it. And certainly in Canada, we often talk about the states and how we're not like Americans, but really we do have all the same seeds here, mm-hmm. as you listed just a moment ago. And so the course is really to help people see the whole picture and give everyone practical tools to address racism effectively. Racism happens within our relationships, so we have created an online three-part series that is both, you know, content-rich and interactive called Addressing Racism from the Inside Out. We've divided it into three parts. Part one is addressing racism within ourselves. Often denial, shame, and guilt keep us from acknowledging our own bias and racism within ourselves. So part one provides the tools for identifying and addressing bias and racism within ourselves. And
you mentioned denial there, and I think that one is still the forces of denial are strong in Canada right now. And, you know, talking about Canada versus the United States, I kind of see it as like we got Pepsi, they got Coke, but, you know, same thing at the end of the day, right? How do you break through denial?
Well, it's that piece, and part of it comes from binary thinking that we think. We have this notion that if you're racist, if you have a racist thought, attitude, behavior, then you're bad, and if you're not racist, then you're good. And the truth is that we all grew up and are living within systems where racism is embedded within it. So it just makes sense that every single person will have internalized and learned some of these racist ideas, attitudes, and behaviors. But it's really incumbent on each one of us to learn how to recognize and acknowledge it so that we can overcome it. And that's part of why we're so excited with our guest speakers for that one. We're having Musqueam Elder Larry Grant, who's going to provide not only a traditional welcome, but also teachings about how to address racism. And our second guest speaker on that topic is internationally renowned Dr. Michael Quinn Patton, whose expertise is in reflective learning practices for transforming global systems for a just and sustainable world. So this is a foundational piece when we're starting to learn how to address racism, is to be able to learn how to address it within ourselves. But that's only the first step. And part two is addressing racism as a bystander. Hmm. And we know all the research shows that really the majority of the people are bystanders. And if everyone learned effective bystander skills, there would not be a culture that would allow racism to exist. So that's a pretty important one, and the guest speaker for that is Dr. Roberta Hunt from Portland State University.
Where do you do sort of the bulk of, where do you present the bulk of your coursework usually? I mean, is this something that you try to pitch to companies and branches of government, or is it for everyone? I mean, it sounds like your upcoming sessions are really for everyone, but I mean, what has interest been like, from government and, big companies?
Yeah, so most of the people that we work with are in the nonprofit, municipal, and corporate sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Any organization that's really committed to building a culture of belonging, and obviously racism is a key way to erode a sense of belonging. And so if an organizational culture can learn effective tools for everybody to address it within themselves as bystanders and as targets and create the system mechanisms to make it possible, then you're really on the right road for building that culture of belonging. And we know when we have a culture of belonging, it unleashes so many dormant talents and innovation is generated and so much more.
Yeah. Is there a cost for these upcoming sessions?
Yeah. So for these three sessions, plus a workbook and follow-up recorded call interviews with a bunch of different experts, as well as a community of practice sessions, follow-up community practice sessions, it's $147 plus GST.
Right. So, I mean, it sounds like, it's going to be companies and that kind of thing that are probably most immediately interested in this.
Well, it's interesting. We're getting people sign up from all over the world, and there's quite a cohort from the Midwest of the U.S., believe it or not.
Mm.
As well as different people that are very involved in nonprofit work in BC, and government and HR professionals. So it's quite a widespread attraction at the moment.
All right, Jesse, where can people go for more information, and how can they sign up?
They can go to www.addressingracism.ca.
All right. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for your time today.
And thank you, Brett.
All right. That was Jesse Sutherland. You can learn more on her website, interculturalstrategies.ca.